Thank you for joining us. Today's podcast is about how to save money on funeral costs. There are several ways to save money on funeral costs, and we're just going to discuss a few, beginning with comparison shopping online. There are several websites dedicated to helping consumers find low-cost funeral services in their area. FuneralDecisions.com, for one, offers free instant quotes online and lets users sign up to have funeral providers email them estimates directly. Think of online car insurance quotes. The Funeral Consumers Alliance also provides tips plus a state-by-state directory to organizations that help consumers save money on funeral arrangements in their area. Another way to save money is purchasing funeral insurance from an insurance company. Known as final expense insurance, burial insurance, funeral insurance, or poor man's will insurance. Usually a policy worth between $3,000 and $15,000, payable to a named beneficiary immediately following the insured's death. The funds are not subject to probate. The money is intended to cover funeral expenses, but can be used in any way the beneficiary wants. Another way to save money is opting for wood if it's a direct cremation. If you've decided on direct cremation without a viewing or other ceremony where the body is present, you don't have to purchase a casket. Instead, you're allowed to go with an inexpensive unfinished wood box or an alternative container like press board, cardboard, or canvas. There's no law that requires a casket for direct cremations or for burials, for that matter. You could buy a casket or urn elsewhere. There are hundreds of options available when it comes to buying a casket or urn. Most states don't even require that it be purchased from a funeral home or mortician, and by law, funeral homes can't charge you a handling fee to use one once you've purchased it elsewhere. Even Walmart sells caskets. And finally, consider a home funeral. In most states, it's actually legal to say final goodbyes at home, from start to finish. You can complete a death certificate with a doctor's or medical examiner's certification, file it, care for the body at home, and take it to its final resting place yourself. Most families did exactly that until the turn of the 20th century, when funeral services became more widely available. This concludes today's podcast. I would like to thank MarketWatch.com for providing this information.